This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Berg. The World Health Organization says it is airlifting medical supplies to Lebanon, and Russia is also contributing. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
The WHO says it expects to cover up to 1,000 trauma and up to 1,000 surgical interventions following the explosion in Beirut. Supplies airlifted from a humanitarian hub in Dubai will be used to treat burns and wounds caused by broken glass and other debris from the massive blast. Separately, Russian emergency officials say the first Russian plane with medical workers and equipment for a makeshift hospital has left the country and is heading for Lebanon. Four more flights will follow in the next 24 hours with more rescuers and medical workers. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The top infectious disease expert in the United States, Dr. Anthony Fauci, says the country might not have to go back into lockdown to stop the coronavirus. Speaking at an event sponsored by Harvard University, Fauci said if people don't take the virus seriously, the country will continue to have outbreak pockets of infections and deaths.
As long as you have any member of society, any demographic group who's not seriously trying to get to the end game of suppressing this, it will continue to smolder and smolder and smolder.
The head of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases said that he expects a safe and effective vaccine to receive approval by the end of this year and tens of millions of doses to be made available. An update on Wall Street with all three major indices finishing trading in positive territory. The Dow Jones Industrials were up 1.39%, the S&P added 0.64%, and the NASDAQ was up by 0.52%. This is VOA News. The third biggest school district in the United States is dropping a plan to have students back in the classroom this fall. AP's Sagar Meghani reports.
After pushback from Chicago's powerful teachers union to a plan that would have had kids attend in-person classes 2 days a week, the city's mayor now says schools will rely on remote instruction to start the year. Los Angeles has also decided against reopening for in-person learning, while New York City plans a mix of kids in classrooms and learning from home. The governor, Andrew Cuomo, has not said if he'll accept that plan. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
President Donald Trump on Wednesday doubled down on claims that the coronavirus will go away like things go away without elaborating on what he meant. During his daily briefing, the president said there's no question the virus will go away, hopefully sooner rather than later. He also reiterated his push for schools to open in-person instruction in the fall. Meanwhile, Facebook took down a post by President Donald Trump, which the company said violated its rules against sharing misinformation about the coronavirus. The post contained a video clip from an interview with Fox and Friends early Wednesday in which the president had claimed that children are almost immune to COVID-19. A Facebook spokesman said the video includes false claims that a group of people is immune from the disease, which is a violation of our policies around harmful COVID misinformation. On America's southern doorstep, the Rio Grande Valley of Texas, the U.S. failure to contain the coronavirus pandemic is being laid bare, AP's Jennifer King reports.
In the month of July, Hidalgo County, Texas, reported more than 600 deaths, more than the Houston area, which is five times larger. On Tuesday, Texas Governor Greg Abbott visited a field hospital that's opened at the McAllen Convention Center.
This is going to be a very effective relief valve as needed for local hospitals.
Martha Torres, a nurse at Starr County Memorial Hospital, says she spent entire shifts calling other ICUs.
It was 49 calls that we had to make before we could secure a bed for this patient.
Rio Grande City Mayor Joel Villarreal says they need help.
Our house is burning, and we are no less American than other people in other parts of the country.
I'm Jennifer King.
People in the Japanese city of Hiroshima offered prayers and laid flowers early Thursday to mark the 75th anniversary of the world's first atomic bomb attack. The atomic device was dropped on Hiroshima on August 6, 1945, 3 days later, the United States dropped another atomic bomb on the city of Nagasaki. The two bombings led to Japan's unconditional surrender and the end of World War II. Reporting by remote, I'm David Berg.